The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Strange Familiars. How are you doing tonight, Alice?
Doing well.
It's good to hear. On tonight's show, Chad and I have an on-site show we recorded last month. We found a pretty spooky place down there along Muddy Creek, Allison. I think we're going to be going back.
Is it the place where everybody just jumps in and pretends it's a pool?
No, not that place.
Although that place is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is the other part of Muddy Creek. This is pretty creepy. I mean, you know, Chad said to me several times, I don't think we're supposed to be here, as we were exploring it. So it's a very interesting place. Before we get to that, though, I want to thank our patrons. Thank you so much, patrons. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your help in making the show. If you like what you hear on Strange Familiars and you want to get extra content besides, you can become a patron at Patreon. It's patreon.com/strangefamiliars. All of our patrons get the regular weekly episodes ad-free, plus they get extra episodes. Usually we do 2 a month for our patrons. So if you want to get extra content and you want to help us make the show, you can go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars and sign up there. All right, let's go ahead and get to these on-site recordings. Just to mention, this is an on-site episode. We're walking around. Sometimes we're close to each other. Sometimes we're not. The audio levels are up and down. I've done my best, as I do with all on-site episodes, to level it out. And if Chad's standing far away from me and talking, I try to boost him so you can hear him a little better. But as is the case with these things, audio is inconsistent.
Because the outdoors are actually not a studio.
They're not. But it's worth the investment.
Yeah.
I promise. This is the spookiest one we've done in a while. This was...
Have you reached the adult diaper phase where you guys both wear them just in case?
Not quite. But we'll be going back, so we'll see.
Yeah, just take them along.
I haven't been there at night, so you know that we might reach that state then. Welcome to Strange Familiars, Chad. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing all right.
Doing awesome.
And
great things happening.
Not a fan of the heat, but.
No, neither am I. Oh, no. Heat sucks. Heat bad.
I think I really do have like a form of seasonal affective disorder that just happens in the summer instead of the winter. I know most people get it in the winter. I just get withdrawn and kind of depressed, and I just don't like it in the summer. I want to be outside, and it's too hot when you have MS.
Oh, I noticed that the other day when we were together. I was like, remember I asked you if something was wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said that, and I'm like, yeah, it's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's just, I just get bummed out because I just, you know.
It's miserable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're here tonight to talk about this little excursion we had back in June down to the Delta area.
Yeah, and it was only meant to be something for fun, right?
Yeah, this has happened to us before. It's why I keep my recorder with me all the time. I don't know at what point, early into our friendship, you're like, are you always recording? I'm like, when I'm outside, I'm always recording. If we're hiking, I'm recording usually just in case, you know? And a lot of times, nothing happens, but sometimes something happens.
Yeah. It's to the point that I carry mine now, and I've caught some weird stuff on camping trips with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not around, and
yeah,
so on and so forth.
Well, this area, I mean, we've been there before.
Yeah, I think that was actually an episode.
Yeah, yeah. We found what appeared to be three-toed tracks there.
Three-toed tracks that looked like it was chasing a deer.
Mm-hmm.
Or killing a deer.
Yeah, it looked like there was an impact. So it looked like something. And you could tell the stride changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like it took off in a run. You could tell the stride got real long, like longer than we could stretch our legs. And you could see an impact. You could see the leaves were all messed up. And then hair.
Hair from the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember, the one of the three-toed tracks was like turned. Like if you're turning at high speed and your foot slips in the mud.
And smeared like it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've been there before. It's a beautiful place to hike. It's one of my favorite places to hike in York County. Maybe my number one favorite place to hike. It's along Muddy Creek in Delta, Pennsylvania. The last time we were there was about a year and a half ago, I guess.
Something like that. It was a long time. It's been a while.
And I remember it was very similar because we had gone after work. So you would come over after work, and we'd go down there to take a hike.
Yep. Just to take a hike. We weren't looking for anything.
And I remember, like, not a whole lot happened. That wasn't the time we found the tracks. This was the time after we found the tracks, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. There was a time we found the tracks, then there was this next time we went.
Yes, we went twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not this time now.
Right.
So this
two times before.
Three times total. Yeah. This last time was the third time.
And not a ton happened this time, except we kept going through this place that you were calling like the dead zone or something. I remember there was some hemlock trees there, and you had left a gift. And I remember specifically you said, I'll be back in a week, and I'll leave you something else. And I kind of went, you know, when I do that sometimes, when you talk to the woods, I'm like, you know.
Mistake.
I was kind of like, oh. I said, well, now we have to go back in a week. You're like, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. And then, of course, life takes over.
Yeah.
And we didn't get back. In any case, what did happen that night, that last time we were there, and I referenced this on the recordings at some point, I had to relieve myself. And I looked up while I was – so most of this trail runs along – a ridge or various steep hillsides between like
it's down in a ravine.
Yeah, so there's
it's
a creek
really and Walnut Creek.
Yeah. And you know, I went in a little bit closer to where the hill goes up or the ridge goes up to relieve myself. And as I was doing so, I looked up and I saw this black silhouette. And I remember literally
is that a rabbit?
I don't know if that's a rabbit or
not. I think it's the rabbit.
I remember literally looking at this black silhouette and thinking, boy, that looks like a perfect outline of a Bigfoot. And then just going, but it's a tree or something. It's pareidolia, you know, without ever bothering to take out my phone and take a picture of it, even as an example of pareidolia. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it would have been a good thing to photograph and just say, look, sometimes things look like you know, trees can look like Bigfoot or whatever. But I didn't do that. I just remember just basically looking up the whole time I'm relieving myself going, wow, that looks just like it could be a Bigfoot. And then walking away. Like, and it wasn't until later I told you. I was like, oh, yeah, back there, It was so weird. I don't know why I did that. You'd think I would have at least pulled out my camera and took a picture. That was exactly the reason why when I was at Gazoo's Woods with Octavian, when I saw whatever it was in the distance that time, I took a picture first, and then I walked straight towards it. Now, that was the time Octavian... I had my eyes locked on. I wasn't going to take my eyes off of it. And Octavian gets a text from his girlfriend. He's like, hey, look at this. And I turned to look at it, and I looked back, and whatever it was gone. It was just gone. So
always keep your eyes locked.
Yeah, well, he distracted me. He said, hey, look at this. You know, when somebody says, hey, look at this, and like, you know, could be anything. Anyway, not his fault, but...
It happens. You
know, yeah, but it kind of was his fault. Octavian! No, just kidding. Just kidding, Octavian. So we go down to this area again. Now, for those who need an introduction to this area, this is what I consider to be the boundary line of what I call the circle of strangeness, I believe, in chapter one of Where the Footprints End, volume one. It's called The Company They Keep. And I talk about this entire area down in the southern part of the county. Muddy Creek is the marker I use to say, like, now this isn't hard and fast, right? Like,
no.
Nothing other or even animal is going to, like, obey that marker and just, like, oh, everything weird happens past the creek. It's just an arbitrary border.
It's a reference.
Yeah.
Reference point.
Yeah. But that's where I drew it. That borderline is where I drew it, the Muddy Creek. So we decided to go in there, and our goal was to hike as far in as we could and turn around and hike back. The rabbit has decided to start a construction project, so yeah. If you hear noise in the background, it's
yeah. That's kind of my fault, because I was like, hey, Bun Bun.
So that was our idea. It's sort of an out-and-back trail. I mean, it doesn't have to be. I guess you could park a car on either side of the trail.
Right.
Or something like that.
Well, it's part of the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah.
So it's actually a long-distance trail.
Right, yeah. But for our purposes, this day, it's out and back.
Out back, yeah.
So we're just going to hike in as far as we could to keep an eye on the time, realize that we had to get out by a certain time because you had to be back, you know, home for work, and then turn around and come back. But we didn't even get halfway to where we were going. Where no. I thought we would go. I thought we'd get to where we saw all those footprints before in that little
ravine area.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't even get halfway there.
No.
And you saw something moving up in the woods. So let's go ahead and play part one of that.
Yeah, this looks right. I'm wondering those stones right there.
Straight ahead?
Yeah.
It wasn't far off the trail. That's where I was going to put it. I put another rock on top of it. It wasn't the bigger ones over that way, was it?
I don't know.
I don't think it really matters, does it?
No, it doesn't matter. We're at Muddy Creek, York County, Pennsylvania. Chad and I. He's leaving a little offering. This last time we were here, he promised to leave an offering in a week, and we didn't come back in a week. So I guess he's making up for it now. It's a humid evening in June. Getting eaten up by bugs, but is what it is. I'll suffer the gnats and mosquitoes to get a hike in. Especially this beautiful, beautiful trail. Chad's up on a hillside leaving his offering. He's pouring out some water.
I left water, food, and treasure. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Those were blue jays.
I love blue jays.
Yeah, I know. Member of the
Corvid family.
Corvid family.
Yeah. Huh. No tobacco.
I didn't bring any with me. I forgot.
Okay.
I'll bring that next time. I figured water, food, and treasure.
Hey, that's something.
That's pretty. That's a good bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So blue jays just came down over in that area.
Huh. We could, if there's enough light. Well, I've got a headlamp.
I do too. Dude, you've done this so well now.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. I also got a flashlight like that. That one that you have.
Yeah. I didn't bring my flashlight. I got double headlamps. That tree looks almost ghostly.
Yeah, it does. I saw... Was it with you? I saw something in that. I think it was in that tree or right around it. Maybe it was with John one day, and I could not figure out what it was. It wasn't huge.
It was red.
No, it was with you then.
Yeah,
it was red, yeah. I think it was in that tree. Must be tulip poplars around somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be filthy in here. Okay, here we go. Right about to the rotten tree.
Yeah.
On top of the hill there, where it's a little open.
Let me come right now. Yeah.
Right there. I saw movement look like going this way.
Huh.
If it was a bird, it was a big bird. Not saying it couldn't have been a bird. But
right.
Something big moved about this far. So if you see... If that's the hill there, see the hill? Using this tree as a reference, it was as tall as that second rotten knot. You know what I'm talking about? On the rotten tree,
yeah.
There's one knot on the bottom. Like, they're woodpecker holes.
Yeah.
One on the bottom, two that are closed. See the next one up,
okay.
Where it kind of starts to thin out?
Yeah.
That's how big it was going across on the hillside.
Okay. Like...
But you,
all right, well, that's headed the way we're going.
Yeah, went that way.
Yeah. Maybe we'll scare if it's...
It could have been some bigger animal, but...
Yeah, maybe we'll scare it up.
But does that give you an idea about the size?
Yes.
So it was right on that spot of... You see that opening there where it's kind of like the base of the tree? Like, you stand right where I am, in line with this root. And you see the base of the tree that goes like this... It looks like an old half-rotted tree.
Okay, yeah.
Right in that gap. And it was as high as whatever that knot, that woodpecker hole is.
Okay.
On the dead rotten stump there.
But that far away.
That far away.
Yeah, it might be a little bit bigger than you're estimating.
Yeah.
At that.
But I'm using that as my size because that's...
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was quick.
Other thing I'm wondering is... Did we get up in those rocks?
I wonder if this was the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Could have been.
I mean, we can walk up to those rocks if you want to.
Hmm. Might as well check them out.
It doesn't matter. Is it that much of a difference?
No, not at all. I just want to see if there's a cave there, basically.
Because I left that offering in roughly the same area. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not talking about the offering. I just wanted to see if it went in.
But I wonder if this is the place I left.
It could have been.
It doesn't matter. Not
no,
really.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because I remember that tree, and you said there was something red over there, and it wasn't a cardinal.
No. I just wonder if there's a little cave or opening at the base of those rocks. Yeah.
Right about here. I didn't want to step in here until you saw. So it would have been man-sized.
Yeah.
We found tracks down here before, remember?
Yes, we did.
You're not going to leave any tracks in this detritus, though.
No.
No? Does this look like a heel?
I mean, it could be.
Because that's pretty rounded, see that?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's deer. That's too big to be deer. Now, could a person came up here? Yeah, sure. But if it was along here, you could see the scrape.
Mm-hmm. Is that the direction it went, or did it go sort of over and down?
It went this way. Okay. Like, it like went okay. A little more down that way, but... I mean, I was down there.
Yeah.
So it's different perspective.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just estimate.
You all right?
Yeah. Ow.
You failed your pass without trace check.
Yeah, I just put a stick through my palm.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Ow. I'm going to rinse that out a little bit. That was a pretty serious puncture.
I have alcohol. Want some alcohol?
I think just it's a puncture, so I don't really want to get alcohol down in the puncture.
Okay.
Let me bleed it a little bit.
I don't have any band-aids on me.
No, I'm not. I just want to bleed it a little bit, and I'll wash it again then. Man, that hurt.
Would you grab the tree?
Yeah, I kind of fell into it a little bit. And
that will do it.
It doesn't look like much, but it punctured
it's
in.
It's probably doing the these damn things.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Well, you just left blood.
I think it'll be all right.
I'm not getting back into that this late in the game.
Yeah. But we do need to explore that. Like I said, maybe come winter, fall, things die off a little bit.
I'm not objective to going in like now, but I want to have more time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy I talked to said people have gotten lost back there. They've had to call search and rescue and stuff, so it's... If you look at it from the Google satellite, there's some woods back there.
I saw it was like, and go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Looking, saw us, down and go. That could have, if it would have been a deer, you would have heard it. It was quiet, whatever it was. It was at least... I mean, could it have been a bear?
Could have, I guess.
It would have mean. I've heard bears run, though. They make noise when they run. Well, come here once, why not? If you look in the leaves, it looks like drag marks. Or is that just shadow? You see it?
Where, how close?
Straight in front of me. There's two drag marks.
Yeah.
You see it? In line with that little bushy dead tree.
Oh.
Two of them.
Yeah.
You see it now?
Oh, like, yeah. It goes right to it.
Yeah. Or is that the light from the other tree branch? I don't think so.
I'm trying to see what... So the sun's coming in this way. There's nothing in line with that would cast a shadow there.
Oh, it's definitely a dragon.
And look at this.
Nice. Tim just picked up an antler.
That is right in line
with the drag marks.
With the drag marks.
That's older.
Yeah.
That's been chewed on.
Yeah, squirrel's been gnawing at that.
Yeah. That might even be this year, though. Now, you know what the flesh and blooders would say? That's an old kill. Where something killed something and dragged it in.
Right.
But you could see it.
But it's not insignificant to find antlers. Yeah, that's a straight...
It's a straight double
yeah.
line. There's broken branches right here. See that?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look how that snapped.
Oh, yeah.
Completely in two.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
And not forever ago.
It's like cracked.
I mean, it's not green, but it's not
weathered. No, but it's
not
like cracked. It's not like it broke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the wood, though, it's not super weathered, you know? It's not...
No. But it was a clean break. That's not like a... No, I just disturbed it. But it's like somebody broke it and just laid it down like that. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. So that's a straight line going up to that.
That's at least 15 feet.
Yeah.
Well, there's an opening in there. Now look at that. Yep, went over this. Look at that. See, this is broken.
Yeah.
Crushed down. Right in line with that opening. You can still see it.
Yeah, you can.
Are we going to find the rest of the deer?
I don't know. I don't know. If you remember this, that set of prints we found down here, we're at the site of a deer kill.
Yeah. Well, you can see where it killed it.
Yeah.
Right between there. See, there's another broken spot. So you see that log that's down.
Yeah.
Right on that log is some more broken.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell it's been pulled. Something's been pulled through here.
I knew you weren't going to drag at that point.
No. Mountain lion?
Maybe. This is fresh. Look at this. See that?
Yeah. Yeah, those leaves are still green. I'm looking at these maybe structures up here. Maybe. Could just be falls.
That branch is not the same tree as what's around there.
Yeah.
Drag mark goes this way. There's more broken stuff. Now I'm going to hypothesize. So you had a branch that was broken clean into laid side by side.
Yeah.
You had a clean cut off tree twig that was still green.
With green leaves,
Didn't match the trees around it. This is almost pretty well stacked on there.
Yeah.
Are those markers?
Well.
Subtle markers.
That's what I'm looking up in here.
Like subtle markers that most people would overlook. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, indeed. So I'm looking at these trees here.
Well, yeah, they're pushed straight down.
That's what I'm saying. And this one's twisted.
Yeah. Is there any deadfall that could have fell on top of them and made them do that?
I mean, this is so old and rotten, maybe. I do keep hearing stuff over here.
So there's a twisted leaf over there, like something passed through not too long. There's two twisted leaves. And I was like, how do they get through over the skags? But it goes around there. It goes around that skag. Now, I know part of it's a game trail, but it's like you're seeing clear markers. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
I mean, that one, that's definitely a marker, that one. And you got that there. That's another 90 degree.
Yeah. And I can't tell if that stuff over there about 40 yards is, I guess it's just all natural falls.
We can walk over there. We're up here.
Yeah.
This is just like the most physical evidence I've seen since, well, I told you about the one that was glued together in pandemonium, right? That weird.
Yes.
That was somewhat like that stomp.
Yeah, but with like some unknown substance.
Caleb had no idea what it was. It was like a glue. It was really weird.
Bigfoot snot.
Feel that. That's in there good. I didn't pull it.
Yeah, that's wedged in there pretty.
Put it back. So the trail's right here. This is right along the trail.
Yeah, it is.
Now see the white upturned leaves? Right
there. Yeah.
Not saying a deer couldn't walk on this.
No.
This is like a hub.
Yeah. Hub. What was that?
That was a bird. I know that call.
Okay.
No. That sounded different. the second one sounded different from the first one.
That's a bird. But...
yeah, but that second call didn't sound as good as that.
Yeah.
It was more reedy sounding. Like from pipes. Might have been distorted.
Something's got them stirred up. And somewhere along here, if you remember, it's where I was peeing, and I looked up and I saw what I thought was a tree, but it was, I was like, oh boy, that's like the perfect silhouette of a Bigfoot. Not even thinking anything about it. Didn't think to photograph it.
This basically crosses it. Okay, see this diagonal branch?
The one that's leaning to the left?
Yes.
Okay.
You look straight through there, right off the ground, up a tree. It's like, it could be just a bare branch, but see it? It's kind of weird looking.
Yeah, I do.
Let's go see what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's another 90. See it?
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Are these 90s marking the trail? The direction of the trail? Like a guardrail.
Yeah, I mean, they said Native Americans used to do that.
Dude.
That's interesting.
This didn't come from here. There would be a hole from the root ball.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
So I forgot to mention you had left another offering.
Yes.
Before that, right before all this happens, you left an offering. And I remember you said you left treasure, food, and water.
And water. Because I always share water with the land, mm-hmm. no matter where I go. I always share food. And then once in a while, I share treasure. Because the last time I was there, I did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So what exactly, do you mind saying what you left? Like, I never knew exactly what you left.
I think it was just a coin, mm-hmm. just like a quarter or something like that. And that was a piece of food, mm-hmm. which obviously is gone by now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually will take water out of my canteen and like do it in four different directions.
Okay.
As close as I can estimate to the cardinal points. I don't take out a actual compass and mm-hmm. sit there, you know. I think it was like uphill and on the side of the hills and down towards the creek.
So what people heard on that first part of the recording is they heard you saying, you know, like, I'm going to leave an offering. And then the next thing they know, you saw this thing and we go up the hill trying to check it out. You first saw the drag marks and I found the antler as mm-hmm. well. But there was a little bit of time, like how much, not a ton of time. Like it's different. So what people hear is edited, right? So I'm editing a lot of crunch as we're walking through leaves and stuff. It wasn't a ton of time from the time you left your offering to where we got to this area. Because you left your offering in another area. But it was, I want to say, less than 5 minutes probably of hiking.
Yeah, probably. I'd say about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that far down. We hadn't gone that far down the trail
mm-hmm.
from that area. Was that in the dead zone? I think I did put it in the dead zone.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think.
Yeah. But it was in that rough area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had gone down a little bit. And then I heard something up on the hill. Heard a noise and just kind of glanced up. And then I saw this movement. I'm like, what the heck? You know, because it looked, you know, bigger than man-sized. Because mm-hmm. remember, I took you up and showed you, said, look at this.
Yep. Yep.
This tree, yeah, and we went up there because I had a tree for reference.
Yeah, that's all on the recording there. So did making an offering stir something up?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, that's the question, right?
I don't know.
Because things got as weird in this area as any place we've been recently, I'd say. Intensely weird, and you don't often say things like, I don't think we're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And you said that to me several times.
Exactly. Exactly. Once we went further up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so in this second part, we start exploring. We start following some game trails. We find some structures. Let's go ahead and play that. Yeah, right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I've been hearing little stuff like that the whole time we've been.
This was like a.
No, I heard like a crack.
No, this wasn't a crack.
Okay, so I didn't hear what you heard, but I believe you. Hear it?
I heard some honk.
Yeah.
Possibly you heard.
Yeah, it could be. That's not what I was hearing.
No, you were hearing something bigger.
Distant. It was like whack. Yeah, but distant, yeah.
That was me, by the way.
Hit it again. Something like crunch, 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 crunch.
Should I do it again?
Yeah, do it.
People would make more noise than that. That was dragged here.
There it went.
Double drag marks.
There they are, yeah.
That's not from a herd of deer. You know what I mean? You'd see the hooves.
What do you make of this X? Look how it's bent.
That was dragged here. Look, see the drag marks on the root ball? Right there.
Look how this is bent around and locked in.
Yeah, but look at that, Tim. Look where the bottom is.
Yeah.
Here's the drag.
Oh, right, yeah. It came right through there.
Birds are not happy right
now. No, no. We're noticing that we're not meant to notice, to be honest.
That was a woodpecker for sure.
I've heard a not woodpecker. Yeah, you can see. Look how far that's been dragged.
Yeah.
You can see that. And it leads right to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would people do that?
I mean, this branch had to be bent around and locked in like that.
I'm going to take a picture of that. And drag mark.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to see, but...
I have a feeling the birds are pissed because we're not worth noticing things we're not supposed to notice. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
What the f*** is that? It's like, choom, choom, choom. It's down over that way. Did you hear that?
I did. Clunk clunk you just there.
What I heard was sound like somebody churning butter, like that like something wet going
yeah from that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just heard it again, like a like there it goes.
We started hearing things too. You want to talk about the sounds first? You want to talk about the structures first?
Let's go with the sounds.
Okay.
Let's go with the sounds.
So we were hearing knocks, and I'll play two examples. So we were hearing sort of distant knocks, although at one time we got very close to them. I think that's later.
Yeah, that one was really close.
But there's also woodpeckers going on, and there's also... would you say
a nuthatch
as well? So there are other things making taps and knocks out there, but the listener's just going to have to trust us that we heard a woodpecker, and I'll play what I think was, and I agree. I thought it was a woodpecker. You said it's a nuthatch. I think you're probably right because it's not rapid fire like a woodpecker.
No. It's more like that when that nuthatch, they lodge a nut mm-hmm. into like a little Y branch, and then just sit there and peck away at it, trying to open it up.
But there's these other knocks, and I, first of all, there's so many things on the recording that could be knocks that they're really hard to pull out. So if they're happening while we're walking, never going to hear them because we're crunching through the leaves and breaking sticks and everything. It has to be when we're stopped, being quiet, the recorder's on, and at the same time, the woodpecker or the nuthatch isn't going off too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So they're hard to pull out. I think this first one's a pretty good example. You can hear like a kind of a crisp knock and then low thuds.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll go ahead and play that. So you hear that crack, thump thump, and then another crack at the end.
Yeah, I hear that little.
That's what I was hearing. It was very distant, but you could hear it. You know, you could hear it, and it sounded crisp. That like
crack.
Yeah.
Now that thump thump sounds like the ones that we were hearing closer to us
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Yeah, there could be more than one thing happening there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's knocks all over these recordings, all over them, because we were hearing them the entire time we were there, to the point where we just stopped commenting on them because we'd be there's a knock, there's a knock, there's a knock, there's a knock.
You can only comment so many times on a knock in the woods.
Right. Right. Now, these I pulled out, and we're pretty sure this is a nuthatch. I would agree with you. We'll play that. It has a very different character to mm-hmm. those other knocks.
Exactly. And it's more, a little more random. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have that dull thud sound of the boom, boom.
Neither that crisp, you know, no. Baseball bat kind of clack. Almost like the hollowness to it.
Is it the first one you played? Is it similar to the Pandemonium knocks? A little different.
Kind of in that it has that one crisp and then lower, you know.
And then the two lowers. So yeah. That's why I was kind of like, that sounds similar.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's the Pandemonium knocks were so apparent.
Oh, they were, I think, because they were like,
it was in the middle of the night and they were so loud.
And it was quiet.
Yeah.
It was quiet.
Yeah, there's so much other stuff going on mm-hmm. in these recordings. It's hard to compare.
Yeah, so this isn't like at night, just so people know. No, was daylight.
It's late afternoon when we're there. So it does start to get – we start losing light later on, but at no time was
it dark.
I think
this was like, what, 5:30?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
At no time was it dark when we were there, until we got out. And, you know, on hiking maybe right as we got – to the vehicle, maybe.
Yeah, the sun was just starting to go below the hill, but it wasn't.
But at no time when we were in this area was it actually dark. It was,
no.
We were losing light at times, but we spent a good amount of time there. So as we're up there and, you know, you find these drag marks, we start following those, found the antler, we start looking around, and you were very focused on those drag marks. And, like, while you were looking at those, I'm kind of looking up a little bit, and I'm like, is that a tree structure? What about that over there? So when you were done looking at the drag marks, I'm like, hey, let's walk up and look at these. And we started looking at these other structures. There was these 90 degree bends, like an upside down L.
Mm-hmm.
Multiples. And we would find throughout the course of the day as we explored there that each one seemed to point to something else.
It was almost like signposts mm-hmm. or like a guardrail on a road is mm-hmm. how I felt. Like, remember I said multiple times, I'm like, is this like pointing in the direction you need to be traveling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost like boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. The X structure was very interesting. You pointed out, I said, hey, look at this X structure. And the first thing you said is that one piece was drug into it.
Oh yeah.
It did not fall. You could see where something had drugged this through the dirt and leaves.
You could see the drag mark.
Yeah, right, like right to the the bottom of this thing. It did not fall that way. Plus, it had stuff kind of woven around, mm-hmm. like locking it in and stuff.
That was very apparent, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some of these other ones were like, you know, maybes, but that one. And the 90s, they pointed to other things. Each one would point to something else up there. So there's several like areas up on this hill, areas of breaks, areas of, well, we'll hear in the other recordings. I don't want to give it away before we get there. The other sound you heard at some point, you said, what the F was that? And this is what came out on the recording. You can tell us if this is what you heard at the time. That is low.
Yeah, it was like a low growl. I don't want to say rumble. It wasn't no thunder or lightning.
No.
It was just like a low growl in the distance.
And that's right before you say what the F with that. That's the sound that's there. That's the only sound I can pick out. That low. And we'll hear something else that kind of sounds like this later.
I remember I could just pick it up. Like, I mean, my ears aren't as good as yours, but I could just pick it up.
Yeah, but sometimes you hear things that I don't anyway. It might be a frequency thing.
I don't know.
It might be, I don't know, but there's definitely been times especially in the more recent on-site episodes we've done, there was one, I don't remember where we were, but I specifically remember when we were there, you saying, did you hear that? And me thinking, I think you're hearing things. Like, I didn't hear a thing. But then going back and listening to when I was doing the editing, going, yeah. That's exactly, there it is. Like, whatever. So sometimes I miss stuff, you know?
I do too.
Yeah.
We're only human.
Yeah. It happens.
And then one thing I'm going to mention, because you hear it on the recording, is like the amount of corvids that were going off. Blue Jays going off. You can hear the crows.
Yeah, the Blue Jays went nuts. Soon as we went up into that area, they went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was more than just two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So let's get to part three, where we continue exploring this area.
There's more sh** up there.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? You might not be able to see it from your angle, but right here, there's more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to see what's there.
I'm good with that.
Because the trail's leading to that. And this thing, I just thought I heard voices. That could be people.
Hear that? Another crack up there. That's a dog.
That's a dog. I definitely think we're somewhere we're not meant to be. We weren't supposed to find it.
There's that knock again. I don't know if this means anything, but there's a bottle of shampoo up here. Yeah.
Another tree structure right ahead of us, right here.
I got a real clear trail here.
Well, there's one right there, too, and it goes right up, and there's another X straight ahead.
I was going to look at these.
There's more 90-degree breaks up there.
Yep. Another knock.
Is that plastic up there? Is that all plastic?
Oh, there's another bottle we might have. There's a 2-liter bottle. This is all torn up. Did you just knock?
No.
I keep hearing those. There's this way. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
This is a... is this a net? Remnant?
I think that's what's left of a mattress. This is an old homeless encampment. Here's your fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the fire pit. This has been here for years.
I'm gonna say long gone.
Nobody's here right now.
There it goes again.
So there's more trash. Right down there.
Yeah.
But this isn't recent.
No, this is all torn up.
We're not chasing homeless people through wood.
No.
What's in that opening up there?
I've never been up there.
Should we might as well just go all the rest of the way?
Yeah, I'm curious. I just want to look around here a little bit more.
If people were here still, you would see more.
This is a... Is that a bra or something?
I don't know what that is. If kids were hanging here, you'd see it. It wouldn't be this rotted.
No, this is years ago, but I'm just saying. Whenever's here... Oh, look at all that green stained wood. Punky. Man. Oh, no, that's pretty hard.
Let's see if that opens up there, because that looks like an opening, don't it?
Yeah, just see this dead thing?
Yes.
It points right to this, so on the way back.
I might hit it now.
Might try to get some of that. This part down here is...
bit harder.
Tim gives in to his lust for greenwood.
I think we're gonna need a.
I don't have a hatchet.
Yeah, a hatchet would be help. And we can just remember where it is. It's right by the.
I don't think we're gonna forget this spot.
Yeah, it's right by the homeless camp here.
We're definitely coming back.
Yeah.
There's another 90 degree there. Big one there.
Yeah, this is a weird place.
This was not marked by the homeless people. They wouldn't want to be seen.
No, why would they?
I mean, is that close, that opening, or is it pretty far away?
I have no clue, man. It almost looks like there's a little farm road or something up here, maybe. Let's talk about this homeless camp. I don't know whether it's because of the Sasquatch Chronicles torn up camp saga. If you're not familiar with that, way back in the early days of Sasquatch Chronicles, this fellow from Texas said he found a torn up camp somewhere in the woods. And the thrust of it was that he thought basically a Bigfoot had attacked people at this camp and either took them off or ran them out of camp or something.
Right.
There are several people who question whether that in fact happened. And a lot of people have looked up police reports from the area and stuff like that. I'm not weighing in on the veracity of that or not. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't done a ton of research on it, but I just remember it. And I remember this torn up camp story.
It amazes me the library of knowledge you have of this stuff you remember. It's funny. I mean, it's awesome. I don't want to say it's funny, but it's just.
No, like, yeah.
You remember all this, you know?
Well, yeah, I catalog this stuff. I don't know
why. I know. I do, too. I catalog weird stuff like that, too.
But when we get there, so when I first saw it, I just saw the plastic, and I thought it was, you know, with my vision being what it is, we were a good ways away, I thought maybe it was quartzite or something.
Yeah, you were like, is that plastic up there? And I'm like, yeah, it looks like it.
And then we walked up to it, and we find this homeless camp. Could have simply just been a homeless camp, certainly. And that's the most likely thing. But it was a little creepy. The women's underwear that was kind of half buried.
Yeah, it was old. It was an old camp. It was there a long time. Nobody was there recently.
Mm-hmm. The stuff that was scattered around, it was creepy. Something creepy about it.
The beginning of the creepiness, we should say.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think we were already, at this point, you'd already said, I don't think we're supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, the birds were kind of noting that we shouldn't have maybe discovered this stuff. This entire area, square yardage of a football field, maybe?
Half of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a huge area.
No, it's not. It's
a lot of stuff packed into one area.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the hilltop or the whole area?
Just that whole kind of ridge hilltop area.
Maybe. I'd say the ridge top was half a football field at the most.
Mm-hmm.
If you add the hillside as we're going up, maybe a football
field. Maybe. But either way, not a ton of room.
No.
We're not talking about miles and miles of stuff here.
Everything's on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. So the next sound is just another knock. Caught it by itself. I'll play it. I think this. It's real quick.
I think that was the ones we were hearing when we were coming into the camp.
Yeah. Yeah, those, and they seemed like they were just over the hill from where we were.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last knock I pulled out, 'cause we're walking around, like I said, all the problems in finding knocks when this happens. There's more on there. I heard more as I listened through, but that's the last one I pulled out to play. At some point, we were close by, and you can hear this distant shuffle. And it could have been one of us, I guess, but it seemed like we were too close, and this was far away. That's something going through the leaves.
It's not a deer, because deer don't make that much noise.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's not a squirrel.
But I don't think it wasn't me, because I had the recorder on me. And I thought this was one that we did split up. There were several times during this that you would go look at one thing and I'd go look at something else. But I'm pretty sure at this point in the recording, we were close by. And I pulled that out, you know, and again, who knows what that is, you know, something's
it
shuffling.
It sounds like something like being somebody taking a stick.
Yeah.
And pushing around the leaves.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Don't know what that was. And then the last thing was this scream. It sounds like a little girl screaming to me. Could be a bird of some type, but usually there's a follow-up with a bird. They don't just let out a scream.
Yeah.
And then
I think we heard this multiple times, too.
So, yeah, this is I don't know. Here it is. I don't know.
I mean, if that is a bird, I mean, tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't.
It could, yeah, I don't know every bird.
I don't know every bird call.
Could be a bird, but it just has the.
But I remember you saying, was that somebody screaming? And then you go, was that a bird? And I think I was like, maybe. Yeah. I couldn't really get a bead on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But there were definitely sounds. There were other sounds that I couldn't pick out that, you know, at some point you're like, oh, is that people talking? At one point, there's a dog barking. That was definitely a dog.
Yeah, that was definitely.
I didn't bother pulling that out. But there's other sounds we were hearing, and I think in the next section, I'm so happy I got this because the same old problem happened again. The recorder turned off. I didn't press stop.
This is not unusual at this point.
Yeah, I looked down at one point and it was just not recording. Batteries didn't die. It just, I don't know. But thankfully, not until we'd recorded this other part. So we continue to explore at this point. We're just following along and we're finding that, like you said, it was almost like signposts. It seemed like one thing would point to another. And as we went along, we'd find more and more things.
We were going basically from tree structure to tree structure at that point.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and play this other part here.
That would not happen on all sides of us right now.
Up there. Did you hear that?
I didn't, but I've been hearing stuff the whole time.
Man, this is like a big moon. That's another ravine.
Yep. That's what that hunter told me. He said, once you get over that ridge, he said, there's... I heard it now. He said, once you get over that ridge, there's more to explore. Miles and miles. Dude, whatever's knocking is right ahead of me. But it's close.
I think no matter what we do, it's going to stay ahead of us.
I agree with that, but look at this ravine.
Huh?
Look at this ravine.
I think we're just being led.
I know. I'm not going to... I just want to... There it goes again.
Right, look how that runs. Look how the ridge runs. Look how rocky it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were seeing things we weren't really meant to see. I mean, people have come up here, obviously, but...
Not for a while.
Not for a long time.
But look at all this.
Wow. Well, you're going to like this one. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Fire pit. Look at that. Now, why is only this burnt and there's no other burnt wood? That is bizarre. That's weird.
Yeah.
So you're like in the middle of a triangle. with a circle here of rocks. You have an upright rock right there.
Yep.
Did people do this? That I believe. That one I do. That was put there as a bench. That there.
Yeah.
But this is weird. These aren't that old. I mean, would you... they weren't broken for benches.
Nah.
And if you're going to put a shelter here, you'd put your pitch on the high end here. And if you're using the fire for warmth, which if this was a fire ring for warmth, your pitch would be higher in front.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. If you were laying, this would be the bottom end, and this is where you'd be sleeping.
Right.
This has been crushed recently. I don't know. Could this been camp? This could have been campers, but that looks like it's been there like that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all those dead leaves.
Well, I just recently dug that out.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
if you're gonna burn, you're gonna move these. A person's gonna move these rocks out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ash in there.
I know.
And ash doesn't go away.
But that one log's definitely been burnt.
It's been there for a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's been there so long, it rotted back here.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was burnt, and this was there, there'd be black there and there.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I would think so.
And you saw the remains of the fire over there by that tree with all that graffiti on.
Yes.
I don't know. That's been wedged in there too. Now, if you're making a chair or a seat, why would you leave the branches on it?
Right.
This is weird. Sorry. So what's this mean?
No clue. I mean, that's upright like a gravestone. All right, there's a couple others around. I guess they're doing the same thing. But
yeah, but all the 90s.
Yeah.
Here. These. That's a pattern to include these round rocks. That's not a fire pit. If it was, it's an old one.
And not well used, because it, like...
There's no...
Yeah, we found carbon...
You find charcoal from... Yeah. When you used to burn charcoal from the charcoal things.
Yeah, and we found carbon at the hermit's house at Gettysburg, however many years later. Right when you bent down to dug, there's another knot.
Yeah, we're messing around. We're not supposed to be here. I think we found something we weren't supposed to find. All the 90s, all the other stuff.
Big thud back this way.
Are signposts. These are signposts.
Sound like a heavy footfall. It didn't even sound like a knock.
Well, I heard that. I heard a crunch, a huge crunch up that way. You could sit up here in this, and nobody would know, and you could just observe everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that could have came from that, but why the hell would it have?
Yeah.
It would have had to bounce. That's a weird one, too.
I got pushed that way.
That's people. That one. That's not. Why would you do that?
I mean, that graffiti's old.
Ancient. What are you looking for?
Just that triangle's interesting.
I want to work along that rock, along those rock formations next time. We're running out of daylight and time, so.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Well, see, I didn't see that one. So there's one there.
Yeah, just wedged in there.
Yeah, but those 90-degree bends like that, like an arrow,
with that circle of rocks in the middle of it is something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that means. It's not this. This is Kid's Party. You know, it's an old can. This is Kid's Party.
Yeah, but you can still see the charcoal.
You can see the charcoal. There's no charcoal in those rocks.
Yeah, definitely that log had been burnt.
Yeah, but why would you burn one log like that over top?
Yeah.
And why would you cap it? It's a weird vibe up here, too.
It really is.
But there was another X. If we would have kept following, there was another X along the trail that runs along the ridge, or the ridge side, I should say. The animals are using this, but it's really clear up through there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to follow the ridge in both directions,
I think we found our next little spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we opened up a can of worms.
Yeah. Let's look at this bend while we're here real quick. Well, there's another 90 right here. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Is this natural?
I don't know.
I mean, you tell me.
Look at the way that's...
What's what I'm saying? Look at that. And then look at this over here. You see this one here too?
Yeah.
You go over there, there's a tree. That one tree. The firm circle around is rocks placed around the tree in a circle.
There is a call. I don't know if the recorder picked it up. It's still going on. Not the bird. It sounds like a mournful cow. It's like...
The only thing down there is a ravine. The only thing down there is the creek.
All right, so in this part, we found that other campsite, or whatever it was, that it was the fire ring that wasn't a fire ring. Remember it had the one piece of burnt wood?
Oh, with the two right angle trees that were down.
Yeah.
Pointing at it,
mm-hmm.
What looked like might have been a fire ring, but it was covered.
Yeah.
And it was one piece of wood, and then it was on like a lifted up.
Yeah, like a platform or something.
Yeah, it was like a platform, and then there was a vertical rock there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did
standing
send you
up
pictures.
Like a tombstone or something. It was standing
up. Really weird. I mean,
one piece of burnt wood, kind of that. Well, one end of the wood was burnt.
Yeah,
just kind of laying on it, and we thought, oh, this is a fire ring. But you dug around in there, and
there was no coals.
Yeah, no coals, no ash.
All.
Yeah,
nothing.
So it's just the one
that was bizarre.
So yeah, weird. And that was that where the tree was with the carvings on it?
That was on the other side from that.
Okay.
It was on the top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
where it was level.
Yeah.
And it was the tree with the carvings. It was like a triangle.
Yeah.
In it. And I think that had an old fire pit in it, but that was a fire pit.
Yeah, that was definitely a
And then this was on the other side. It was kind of like almost where the hill narrowed
mm-hmm.
at the top. And it was just, like I said, it was like a platform. It was lifted up. And it had, and what caught my eye was the way the weird 90 degrees were broken and pointing.
Two of them. Like almost parallel.
And they were pointed like this.
Pointed,
they were angled in.
Yeah.
And then right in the angle where the triangle, where they joined at that triangle was that kind of weird circle that I thought was a fire pit, but it wasn't.
Yeah. yeah.
That was odd.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
I was just like, wow.
Don't know what that was.
There was a lot of weird stuff up on that hill.
Right before the recorder shut off, I heard what I was calling a wounded cow. And when I looked down and saw the recorder had shut off shortly after that, I was like, really? Like, did I even get this? It's on there, thankfully. I don't know. Here it is without noise reduction. This is what I was hearing. The those taps are not anything. That might have even been me. Or
that might have been us walking around. Yeah, I think we were moving at that time when you picked it up.
Yeah. But here's the same thing. I put some noise reduction on it. I think you can hear the call a little better.
And there's a low underlying growl with that, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At this point on the trail, there's no pastures nearby. As you get further out towards the river, there are. But at this point, we're miles away from any cow pastures.
Yep.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
I'm like standing here. I'm like lifting up my arms like, I don't know either. Yeah, we're both like nonplussed. Now you played it without noise reduction. I didn't hear it at first. And then when you played it with the noise reduction, then I listened to it again, mm-hmm. then I could pick it out.
Okay, so here it is without noise reduction. So this is more natural, you know, as I heard it. So it's distant.
It's distant. Yeah, it wasn't close, but it was distant.
Yeah.
Now, would you say that was on the other side of the ravine in that direction?
What are you calling the other side? Across the creek?
Across the creek. Because the creek's in a ravine.
Yeah.
For those who aren't familiar, the creek is in a pretty deep ravine. And as you walk along the trail, you're along the creek.
My thought was that it was further along the trail, deeper, like to where we didn't get yet.
Towards the river?
Towards the gorge.
Towards the
river and the gorge. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
That was my impression at the time. I remember thinking, okay, like, that's back that way. But I don't know.
Because if you remember, later on we realized where we really were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't say we were turned around. We knew where we were in relation to the creek.
Right, right.
To where we had come up.
We thought we were further along than we were, I guess.
Exactly. Yes.
And we figured out.
We weren't lost.
No. That's a stunner for me. And I'm looking at the time here. We're going to have to push the rest of this to a patron episode, I think.
I think so, too.
Patrons, you're going to get to hear about the kill site. So
I just had my goosebumps go up because it was pretty rough.
Yeah. There's more to talk about in this area. We're not done with this area either. We're going back.
We think this is the beginning of something.
We're going to dig in hard. There will be much more about this. Patrons, you'll get to hear about the rest of our day out there on the next episode. That'll be for patrons. But before I let you go, Chad, we have something else to talk about.
What could that be, Tim?
Hanover, Pennsylvania. Black Rose Antiques. We have an antique stand now.
Yep. Yes, we do.
You and Tom, the knife maker.
Yep. It basically Ruck Rabbit Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And Strange Familiars. Allison has a lot of stuff in there. We've got my books in there. If you're not familiar with Black Rose Antiques, it's a cool little it's not little. It's a cool big antique store.
It's an antique mall.
Yeah. In Hanover, Pennsylvania. So we're expanding our antique stand empire.
Yes. We've gone further afield.
Yes.
Closer to Gettysburg.
Yes. But we have a lot more room here. So you have a bunch of axes. What do you have? You should tell
us. Oh, my. Well, we got the normal offerings that we have on the Etsy site, but more. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more. I mean, because it's easier to put it there than it is to put it on the Etsy site.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of wool. I just added more.
Wool blankets, wool coats.
Wool coats, wool blankets. We have the last of the special edition Ruck Rabbit blanket there. And it's $25 cheaper there at the antique store versus on the Etsy site. And you won't have to pay shipping.
There you go.
If you're local. Axes.
Plenty of axes right now.
Hatchets, the knives. I think we have the last Devil's Hole knife in the case there.
Made from a leg bone of a deer that we found in Devil's Hole. Yep. Very nicely polished.
That's a different one.
Oh, different one. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that one's really beautiful. There's one that's made from another leg bone and it actually has like a little wooden cap on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nicely polished. It's really comfortable in the hand. That one is not from Devil's Hole, but it's freaking beautiful.
Yeah, there's a bunch of handmade knives there. You got
The ferro rods?
Ferro rods, yeah.
I actually have some of the candle lanterns that I like to use. So if you ever see my Instagram, you see the Stonebridge candle lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of them there, plus a Swedish military candle lantern, which is really cool. We're working on getting some actual oil lanterns, like the railroad lanterns I like to use.
Them. Had a backpack, but it sold already.
Yeah, gone.
That's good news.
Today was
good
the
news.
First day.
So also there, you got my books are there. They're all signed. In fact, one of the few places you can get the Witch Cloud signed by both Chad and I. I had Chad sign the copies that we put in the shop there the other day. So
I was shocked. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, your name's on it too. It's just, you know, most of the time you're not here. So if they go out from Etsy, I can't, can't have you sign them.
Unless we're together.
Witch Cloud is there, signed by both of us. All the rest of the books are signed by me. Where the Footprints End, both volumes are there. Beyond the Seventh Gate, Don't Look Behind You is there.
You have some of the new Ezekiel Farewell books there.
Elzik's Farewell.
Elzik's Farewell. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Elzik's Farewell.
Elzik's Farewell is there, yeah. Bigfoot in Pennsylvania, Bigfoot West Coast Wildman. So if you want to pick up my books and you're local, they're there and they're signed. Allison has a lot of stuff there, from glass to antique photography.
Oh, she's got some cool stuff there.
Some Art Deco mirror table there. That's really neat. Lots of stuff. And we'll keep filling it up because Allison goes to auctions almost every week. So we'll keep adding stuff. So if you like antiques, it's kind of the strange familiars type of antique stuff.
And the cool thing is you might run into one of us.
That's right. Yeah. We could be there stocking the stand.
Yeah.
So once again, that's do you have the address for Black Rose? Can you call that up?
Oh, let me pull that up real quick. You would ask me this one.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
Your phone was out, or I looked it up.
Not the one in the mall, though. This is the one behind the mall, remember?
Right,
that?
This is the...
Near Rural King.
So there are two Black Rose, one's Black Rose Antiques, and one's, I think, Black Rose Old and New or something. That's in the mall, and that's a lot of furniture and collectibles, I think.
Yes.
But the antique shop is Black Rose Antiques.
And it's in the Stonegate Square Shopping Center, 1100 Eichelberger Street, Hanover, Pennsylvania.
All right.
17331.
They are open every day of the week, but check their hours. If you're coming from far away, you want to make sure to check their hours.
Yeah, I think Monday through Thursday, they're open till 6.
That sounds right.
And then I think Friday is 5, something like that. No, it's later. Friday
and Saturday might be 7.
Yeah,
check,
7.
If you're coming from far away, you definitely want
and
to
they're
check
open
the
on Sundays.
Hours. Yeah, they're open 7 days
a week. Sundays is like crazy. Like, there's a lot of people there on Sundays. Yeah. So,
and besides our stand, there's a ton of other cool stands.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of cool stuff there. If you like records, there's a great record stand there. That guy has some cool records and
so,
CDs.
So to find our stand, when you go in the door, turn left, go all the way to the left wall, go all the way towards the back, and we're like the second stand from the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll know it. You'll see it.
Sort of back left corner as you're facing the store.
As you're facing the store, yes. So that's where it is.
Yep. And you'll see our books and you'll see the accents and stuff. Yeah. You'll know it's us.
Yeah, you can't miss that. Or the red plaid.
So expanding the empire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully this will do well for us. Black Rose Antiques, Hanover, Pennsylvania. Yep. All right, Chad. We're going to roll right into a patron episode. So
all right.
Everybody
let's do this, man. Let's do this.
All right, just to let everybody know, we talked about it at the end there. The second part of this episode will be on Patreon. Patrons, you'll get to hear the rest of our adventure that day. It's patreon.com/strangefamiliars if you want to sign up and get that along with many, many other extra episodes. All right, Allison.
All right.
What have you brought us this week?
Okay, I have two items which I thought kind of work well together as sort of like a pretend Alice in Wonderland themed. Like they do not go together. And
except in your mind.
In my mind, I was like, this
they
is
go
an
perfectly.
Alice. And you were like, what are you talking about? So there's a little tiny bottle of 3-in-1 oil. So don't drink this. It's a little corked bottle, but it looks like the kind that Alice vines that says drink me. Mm-hmm. And then there's a large brass key that goes with it. And together they would look really cool on a little shelf. Now, I believe 3-in-1 oil is somewhat akin to something like WD-40. So you remember when Hank Hill had his tiny bottle of WD-40 to lid off of the big bottle of WD-40? Mm-hmm. This is sort of like a small bottle, but like cool because it's really old and it's a green glass bottle.
That is really cool, yes.
And then we have a big brass key, and you know I'm a longtime key collector. Mm-hmm. I've had, since I was 14, I've been collecting keys.
I just returned a key to you. You must have given me, it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, you must have given me that hung on a pack for a long time. I just did a trade with, when Chad saw this pack at some kind of military pack from ages ago, and as soon as he saw it, he was like, determined to get it from me. He's like, what do you want for that pack? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Another pack? Because I'd use it. It's not one I hike with. It's one I just throw my clothes in if I'm going on a trip or something.
It's our luggage.
Yeah. And he's like, I got to get that from you.
It's probably from Sunny Surplus, right?
I guarantee it's from Sunny Surplus. But
the golden age of Sunny Surplus.
He gave me like an updated. It's like basically gave me the same pack except bigger and updated. So I was like, okay.
It's like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, he's got a vintage one that he likes. Speaking of Chad, and Chad and I talked about this, but we have our new antique store over there in Hanover, Pennsylvania, Black Rose. Well, it's not our antique store. It's our stand within an antique mall. So did you want to add anything about that?
No, I still have my place at American Daydream in York, and now we have the adjunct one
at Black Rose.
Black Rose in Hanover.
So we're expanding the empire.
Yeah, I mean, we could hit Hagerstown by the end of the year. Or maybe Lancaster. You never know.
Hagerstown would be a long drive.
That would be a long drive. We're not going to go that far. We might hit Lancaster. I don't know.
All right, so check us out. Check Allison's stand out at American Daydream Antiques in York. You can check it out at Black Rose Antiques in Hanover, and more coming someday. Yeah. I was going to say soon, but someday. We hope. All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. Patrons, I'll see you over at Patreon for the continuation of this episode. And we'll be back soon with more Strange Familiars. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Intro and background music is by Stone Breath. If you want to hear more or purchase music, you can go to stonebreath.bandcamp.com. Strange Familiars is on Facebook, facebook.com/strangefamiliars, where you can join the Strange Familiars Gathering group. We're on Instagram at Strange Familiars and on the web at strangefamiliars.com.
Rising flood, the turn. topmost tower and high spire. And who can stop the coming fire?
Who can stop the blowing wind? The towers and when the storm begins. Scream the prophet and the lion. Who can stop the coming fire?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.